Just to stay on that issue for a second there, thanks. Michael, you know, you're very eloquent, passionate and informed on this. You sat around the cabinet table in Downing Street and they supported the American invasion of Iraq to go after, you know, the oil. Why weren't more ministers around that table convinced by what you had to say? Because you certainly had enough time to say to them.
Well, why other people were not convinced is, I suppose, something that you'd have to ask them. But I think the answer to the question as to why politicians are unwilling to be courageous over this issue, not that I think it does need a very great deal of courage, I think this is an upcoming issue which millions of people out there are increasingly responding to. And the extraordinary thing is that the politicians can't see it, that there is a large constituency out there which is actually going to carry them forward at election time, but they don't see it. Now, I think there are three reasons. I agree. One is the centralization of power. And I was thinking in Britain, that's happened with spades. The fact is, the cabinet is marginalized, parliament is not seriously listened to, the party is nowhere, and the electorate, when it comes to do we go to war over Iraq, 2 million people marched and they were just ignored. So it's a very serious issue. I think the breakdown of accountability, the destruction of the mechanisms for holding to account of our leaders, I think is a very, very big political issue in our country.
I want to...
But can I say just two other points. I think it is poverty of vision. I really do. I'm afraid I think we are living far too much in the last two decades. We're fighting issues about the role of the private market in public services. Of course that's an important issue. But far, far bigger issues are now permeating the landscape. And it's as though the politicians have their head down and just do not see the reality. So I think poverty of vision. The other thing, which I think is very important, is vested interests. I mean, who wants to keep the world the way it is? The oil industry, the chemical industry, the food industry, the car industry, the airline industry. These are very powerful. Who rules Britain? Not Parliament. I'll tell you who rules Britain. It is the Prime Minister with a small cabal around him of unelected advisers, not including members even of the Cabinet, meeting regularly with leaders of business, leaders of finance, and I have to say with Mr. Murdoch, leaders of the media, and taking the decisions over our heads, which is then imposed on us. That's the actual situation we face. It is a very serious breakdown of democracy. And until we deal with that, and until we regard that as an issue which is central to solving all of our other issues, including the environment and climate change, we're not going to get very far.
Thank you.